It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig Show, where you can listen, laugh, and learn. And thank you for listening to our show. I know that the entire universe is listening. And thank you, Planet Earth. And Mildred the Cow is right here.
Hi, Pinky. Did you have a good weekend?
Not a great weekend. It was great. We switched the clocks. We remembered.
Oh, yeah, good. We did, too.
I didn't even notice the hour of missed sleep, but whatever.
Oh, that's good. You're pretty bouncy. You're not going to let 1 hour make or break you.
No, you got that right, baby. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you sprung ahead, huh?
Yeah, we sprung ahead. And now, do you know what today is, Pinky?
Did I ask you how you are?
I'm great.
I'm great, too. So, what is today, Mildred?
Today is the Ides of March.
The Ides of March. I don't think that has a very good connotation.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, I don't remember. What is it, Mildred?
Well, it has to do with Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah, he's the ancient Roman Empire guy.
Right, he was the ancient Roman Empire, the ruler, and what happened was they assassinated him.
Yeah, Julius Caesar, yeah. I don't really like talking about stuff like that.
I know, but it's history, it happened. You can't sugarcoat everything and just brush it under the carpet.
No, I know. So Julius Caesar, he got killed on the Ides of March?
That's right. And the Ides of March is the middle of the month of March. It's actually, it has to do with the moon originally, but it's not just March. Every month has Ides and Ides. It's in the center of the month, but that happened to be the time he died.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Of course, you're familiar with Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, we quote him a lot.
Right. Well, as you know, Shakespeare was born in 1564.
Yeah, he was born in England a long, long time ago.
Right. And he wrote many, many plays which were performed in the live theater.
Yeah.
And he wrote a play. It was called The Tragedy of Julius Caesar. And one of the lines in the play was, "Beware of the Ides of March."
Beware the Ides of March.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So, some say that's not really what was said in history. What really was said was, beware the next 30 days. Because there was a fortune teller in the life of Julius Caesar who warned him before all this went down. But what he actually said was, beware the next 30 days. But in the play, it came out, beware the Ides of March.
Okay, so?
Well, that's where the term came from. So the phrase. So what came first? Did life invent the art? Or did the art invent the life?
What do you mean?
Well, we don't know exactly what was said. So is it life inventing art, or is it art inventing life?
Oh, that's where the phrase came from. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, what do you think?
I think the chicken, pretty sure.
Yeah. But also March 15th, the Ides of March, that was in old time in Roman times, that was the deadline to pay up the money that you owe.
I thought that was April 15th.
We're talking about the Ides of March.
Okay, that's old time Roman, okay?
Right, Pinky, we're going back to 44 BC. And this is when Julius Caesar was killed, and then it was a turning point in Roman history because he was a dictator, and now everything changed. And war broke out because now who's going to rule?
Yeah, it's all about the power, isn't it? Who's going to get to make the rules? Who's going to get to run the show? I want to be the boss. I'm going to be the dictator.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
I don't like it.
The Ides of March.
Yeah.
So the Ides of March, it kind of, you know, it's kind of dark and gloomy that day.
Yeah, well, I'm not going with it. You know, I'm all good.
Yeah, well, we're just talking about history.
Yeah, like you say, you can't pretend it didn't happen.
Right. But Shakespeare, he didn't just create tragedies in his plays. He, you know, he wrote about histories and comedies.
Yeah, he could do it all. Yeah. Nah, he's still really popular today, and he was born in, when was he born?
1564.
Yeah, man, that's neat. Well, it's the Ides of March. I'm going to make it a good one because I can.
That's right, Pinky, because we look at the past, we think about it, we observe it in our minds, but we let it go. We learn from it, and we live in the present moment in time.
Yep. That's what you have to do. You have to be in the present moment in time. Like you say, you don't live in the past. You learn from the past.
Absolutely.
Well, Mildred, should you have a poem or something?
Well, you know, we can learn from the past. So how about some quotes from Julius Caesar?
Okay.
Julius said, "Experience is the teacher of all things."
Mm-hmm.
"It is better to create than to learn. Creating is the essence of life."
I don't know about that one.
Just telling you what he said.
Okay.
And Julius said, "I came, I saw, I conquered."
Yeah, but he said that way before when?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one's pretty good. Julius said, "As a rule, what is out of sight disturbs men's minds more seriously than what they see."
Oh, because they're just thinking about what they don't know, and then their mind's going blah, 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 and disturbing.
Right. Here's another one. I mean, these are his opinion and his judgments, basically.
I know.
He said, "Men in general are quick to believe that which they wish to be true."
Jeez. Okay, Mildred, do you have a pretty poem, please?
Okay. It is the Ides of March.
Exactly.
Okay, Pinky, here we go. Anonymous. "The most reliable way to predict the future is to create it."
Yeah, now you're talking.
This one comes from Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, she was a first lady way back when.
Right, she said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams."
Yeah, that's nice.
And here's one more anonymous quote. "A secret to happiness is letting every situation be what it is instead of what you think it should be."
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to be positive. In the Ides of March, I'm going to be shiny and bright.
Absolutely, Pinky, and that is the key. Keep the white, bright light around you.
And you too, Mildred. The white, bright light. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.